go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my nose, smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Hey, Baylor. How you doing there, brother? Real quick, man. Listen to your show. This March Madness tournament. You truly are mad. You truly are mad. One, you let you penalized Sanaa Lathan for having resting bitch face, and then gave the queen of resting bitch face, Nia Long, the nod. Then you had the audacity to pit Zazie Beetz versus Nunu, and you gave Zazie the win when she don't even bathe every day.
I like a little musk.
She don't take baths. What's going on, Baylor? I need to know, man. What's going on, bro? You slumming it like that, bro? There's no way Lauren London loses that battle. I don't know what planet. Come on, man, Baylor. But this is your pick. I'm going to continue listening.
That's King Germ. King Germ had an issue with the Sweetest 16, and he wasn't the only one. He was the only one to voice it to where it made it to the show. I got a lot of complaints because there were certain teams that didn't make it to the tournament. And King Germ, that's all that was. I told y'all niggas in the beginning of the episode that it was rigged. You had to put in certain names to make me think about it. And so Zazie, you know, Zazie wasn't one of my picks. That pick came from the 12 Cal camp. And I like the pick. That's why she was the Cinderella of the whole thing. Because she's fire. No matter how you twist it. Okay, she missed a couple of days. I'm just not over there that day. She missed a couple of days. She missed a couple of showers. She really, when it comes to that nature shit, she really be on it, King Germ. That's the only thing I can say. I'm not going to go black hippies. Like, I'm fucking with it. I'm sorry. I know how you feel about it. You also sent some follow-up names. Zaria, are you? What Zaria are you talking about? Which one are you talking about? All right, and then you said Sandra from 227. I like that. That's a classic pick. That's played by Jackie Harry. She okay. The only reason why you like her because she gave you like she's like Blanche, right? We all know what type of role she playing. This is the freaky auntie. Okay? This is what... If this is what you would... She Hall of Fame. Don't get me wrong. She is Hall of Fame. Yeah, she for sure Hall of Fame. And I get what... Hey, next year, let's talk about it. And here's the cool thing. Thank you, King Jern, for having this type of feedback. So instead of going with the real actress names... Let's just go by the character names. That should make it more competitive. Because now we get to pick them, not just because prime, saying that they're in their prime doesn't say enough. So we're going to start picking the characters and their best character, you know. So I appreciate the feedback, King John. But no, that's just what it was. And you're right. Zaza may not beat Laura London like that out the gate all the time. But I didn't expect Duke to be knocked out of the second round a couple of years ago. Huh? Was it the second or the first round? I forgot. But y'all know who they... We forgot who they played. I'll look it up. I'll look it up later. But that's March Madness. You don't get the madness without some upsets. King Jern, what's going on, bro? You don't get upsets by having all high seeds in there. They not picking the most prestige 64 to be in a program. No. There's going to be some elite bottom feeders that's going to make it. Them 14 seeds. So, yeah, I mean, do you agree with the tournament brackets every year? It's going to be a team that got snubbed. That's where the only reason why we use the word snub is for March Madness and the All-Star game. All-Star game probably more. But, yeah, King Jern, what you want me to do, bro? Look, I can have one that's not rigged. And one of my girls out of one of my eight or two of my eight can still win, bro. Yeah, next time send your eight. You know what I'm saying? Send your eight. Let me see how. Because look, I'm just telling you right now. If Sandra Clark is a part of that eight, all right. But just know that I don't think it's as strong as you think it is. Pause. That's a crazy pause right there. And then you said. Then we went to Class Act, Demeter. That's a good one. Boys in the Hood, really, though. Boys in the Hood version, though. Yeah. She was fire. She was fire. Ricky Baby Mama? Yeah. Class Act? Yeah. I mean, her sex appeal back then was crazy. There's no denying that. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's like a Georgetown. You know what I'm saying? That's a good one. That's a good one. But King Durham, I mean, you right, man. I mean, not all the way. Again, if we let you do it, it sounds like you ain't going to have no type of niggas going to be like, where the memories at? Because if you just going to keep having Duke and North Carolina every year, bro, that's not fun. That's not fun. Mix it up sometimes. They have upsets. They have Cinderellas. That's one of the best things in college basketball is Cinderellas. You can't have it in football because they always had a cream of the crop, even in the playoffs. But at least in college basketball, you have 64 teams, and probably half of those teams you ain't seen them play. You ain't been hearing about them. It'd be like St. Patterson Peters University. Cal State Nigeria. You ain't heard of none of these colleges. And then every now and then they upset somebody. So again, King Jern, hey man, respect the pick. Respect it. Respect it. And understand, ain't nobody going to beat mine. That's a cold eight, bro. Relax on that one. Relax. But I respect it. This episode today, shout out. I've been talking to a couple of people. But I've also been on this journey the past couple of years. It really developed ever since I lost my mom. But I've been knowing how to move, knowing how to, yeah, basically, knowing how to move in the situation and in the mindset that I have. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things where I see other people dealing with it. I deal with it. And I've learned how to not be stressed off of it anymore. And that is, you are who you are now. You go through so many different stages in life, right? From being single digits, early teens, young adults. Then you start happening a little bit more. You go through these changes, these transitions into a different, you morph into another person, an older version of you. And you carry in all your experiences in different genres of life, right? On how to survive, relationships, friendships, work, careers, family, you know what I'm saying? Addition and a subtraction of friends here and there. You're going through a lot. A gang of emotions just being unlocked every step, right? And so you're just growing into another person. Naturally, you're getting older, you're getting bigger, you know what I'm saying? And your mind is just, you know, some memories are fading away. You create new memories. Stress, you get niggas, soon as you get to college. I mean, some niggas were stressing in high school. Don't know about what, but I mean, niggas had rough lives. But once you get to college, my nigga, stress. That's when you're going to really learn stress. And you're going to learn it quick. Quick, my nigga. Because it's going to be so much going. It's a new world. You know what I'm saying? You're going out there, you meeting cats from different states and countries and cities and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You going, the parties then graduated to, you know, you paying to go dance. You know what I'm saying? And you got to go drive. Saturday nights is a thing. You know, you fast forward, now you hit your 30s. Now you at that stage where you start regretting shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where we at. Now, in the 30s, yeah, you probably start regretting some shit. And then I notice with myself, of course, and you can see it on others, especially when you start working. Did I say others? Others. You can see it on some other people once you start working on yourself, right? I thought I heard a noise. That shit was scary to the motherfucker. You start work. I'm nigga. I heard a door open, and then none of the doors open. I know Dreg over there. Like nigga, that shit threw me off. Anyhow, all right, I got it. I'm back at it. I started noticing shit, and especially when you just trying to improve yourself in all different angles. You know what I'm saying? All different areas, all different departments of your life you're trying to upgrade or change or get rid of. You're trying to get rid of some baggage and shit like that. Like me personally, I can share procrastination. Oh, one of my silent killers. You know what I'm saying? They say it's a trait of a Capricorn. You know, even though we're career driven and we are we could be a hoarder when it comes to money. Like, and we be on it, sniper, apex predator, towards the bread, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, one of our negative traits is to procrastinate, you know? And I find myself, for a long time, I've always dealt with that. And then I started to work on it, past couple of years, start working on it, and I find life is way much better when you got some shit to do and you just knock that shit out right then and there, right? I've also witnessed people go through certain type of issues with family and friends once they start focusing on themselves a little bit more, right? And I used to see people share their stories and say the number one thing was they lost some relationships because they was focusing on themselves, and it was a time period where they just didn't feel good about it because of the relationship that they had lost, right? And I'm like, damn, I ain't never witnessed nothing like that. And at the same time, I had to realize that I never had to, or at least I've never thought about actually working on my life, like fixing certain areas of my life and getting rid of certain shit that's attached to my life that I don't necessarily need, right? I never took time to think about that and think about working on it and actually executing until I probably till my, what, late 30s, early 40s. At 40, I'm at 42 right now. I'm 42 moving fast in a motherfucker, man. I turned 43 this year. But the reason why you see the title of the episode, and I truly believe that, right? You have to do you, because when do y'all ever like set time to, aside and be like really going to your deep thoughts? Just by yourself, not with other people, because it's good to share. It's good to trauma bond. Trauma bonding is, you know, y'all just, the dopamine just going back and forth like a tennis match. But I'm talking about when you sitting alone and it's just one of them days or one of them nights, especially if it's on a weekend. I feel like if you in that space on a weekend, It's something different. You know, it was easy to go into that space during the week because it's a work week for a lot of us. And we trying to just shift our mind to a more mellow place. And we start thinking about shit that could be and all kind of shit, man. But I sat there and I started to think about how I could be better as a man, as a father, as a husband, family member, friend, like all of it. Work, and especially at work too. You know, just thinking about being a better, I hate to use the word like supervisor, but just being able to maintain certain relationships at work. And not only that, but just come off with a little bit more, with a more professional touch, you know, still keeping it at a style that's very relatable and comfortable, but making sure the title that I have is respected. And that comes with a certain level of change. And we've heard it all before. Like once you start advancing in life, or even just in a mode where you just dealing with yourself, and it comes with silence, and it comes with a level of focusing on the task, and the look of it may look depressing, but I think truly you just stepped out of the game for a little bit. You stepped away from the game and you just focusing on yourself because you're motivating and you're breaking down and pointing your finger at yourself at the same time. Because you know you got to get rid of some shit. You know you did some shit that may have set you back. And that's probably something with health. You know what I mean? Like you've been at this age. At my age, a lot of us is thinking like, damn, that uphill battle of being a consistent person in a gym or working out in general, like, you used to see people walk all the time. I don't care where you stayed at, but you used to see older people walk, sometimes as a couple, or you just see people walking. It's like, oh, and we never thought of anything. We just seen old-ass people outside walking, you know? And now... niggas are they early in bed. They 40s and 50s. Niggas is going on walks. They gotta get that blood pressure down. But you isolate yourself. And then when you're not available, you gotta understand some cats may do this shit on purpose. Some cats don't know that they doing a bad thing. But if you one of those people, if you one of them ones, then people come to you for your energy. You know, whether it's on a negative or a positive note. And it could be a mutual thing. You could be stealing energy from them as well and not knowing it. But again, until you get to that point where you're working on yourself, they might get offended because they're used to it's a timer. You know what I'm saying? Like, we may not talk every day at the same time on the same day, but I know we gonna keep our average up during the week, no matter how we switch it up, because it's not scheduled. And in some cases, it might be scheduled. Well, we talking to each other. We feeding off each other. If it's not on the phone hearing your voice or on FaceTime, it's text messaging. It's memes in the DMs. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Go cold turkey or go silent for a week. On your friend group chat or with work. You can't do that shit with your wife or your girl, your husband or your boyfriend, because niggas gonna look at you weird. You try to be quiet from them for a whole week and y'all niggas stay together? And if y'all don't stay together, that's even worse. Cause now it's like, nigga, communication is the number one key, or supposed to be a number one key in a relationship. And if you're not getting that same, you know, if shit starts to switch up, you're going to be like, thoughts is going to start entering your mind. You know what I mean? But I think there's a way that you could do this stuff. I think there's a way where you could get away and not be bothered. But it would probably change who you are forever. Not completely. I think who you are right now at your core will always be there. You know, even if you do your best on trying hiding it. And I'm talking about the people that be faking the funk and switching up characters and shit like that. People that don't quite know they self, or not necessarily know they self. They're not comfortable with who they really are. You know what I'm saying? So they put on some type of persona, some type of character in front of new people that don't know them. But for the ones that do know who they are at their core, you're going to be like that. But there's certain traits you'll pick up again throughout your life that you'll attach to your personality, right? I think I've always been an asshole. My asshole trait came from my dad. I've seen him in action, and I understand who I am. You know what I mean? Now, I may filter it a little bit better, and I make him match his energies from time to time. But I'm aware that I'm not fully him. You know, I picked up other traits to balance off the assholeness. You know what I mean? But that person might have to come out. Because again, back to the title, this is how I really feel. When you, especially for the people that's ready to decide, hey, dog, I'm in my late 30s, I'm in my early 40s, mid 40s, early 50s. Nigga, you've been here half a century, my nigga. Almost half a century. And you know the truth. It's time. Some niggas can't go. That's what we need to talk about. Everybody not going to be, you about to lose a lot of niggas that used to be on that all-star team. That used to be on that all-star roster. Like, niggas is not picking up Shaq anymore. After he done wore a Celtics and Suns jersey, niggas is not rushing to the front of the line, I got Shaq. No, we're not doing that no more. You know, and you starting to see these niggas is, some niggas is outdated. Some niggas is just, they not who you thought they were. Or now you realize who they really are, and you and your emotions just won't allow you to just let that shit be anymore. And partially is your fault too, because you allowed it. Anything going further, the blame has to be on you. If you allow niggas to be like this in your presence for 20, 30, 40 plus years, oh, nigga, at some point in 2025, you're supposed to have figured that shit out. In 2024, you're supposed to have figured that shit out. 23, 22, like now, it's, you know, well, I feel like once you get past 35, you got to go get a, is shit got to change. You got to go get a whole new record deal at 35 because shit about to change. Like, you going into that veteran, you know, contract is no longer, like, you brought in, nigga, at this point, this is who y'all are, men and women. Look, if you in a car right now, look directly at your stereo system, okay? If you at home, I want you to look on the left side of your TV and listen to what I'm telling you. Okay, you're no longer a starter in the game. You're the nigga that we brought on the team so you can talk to the younger niggas and let them know how it's going to be in the league at your age and how to deal with all this pressure off the court. We brought you there. We're paying you $8 million a year. You're getting a yearly contract to come in and talk and help groom these niggas into being a better player than what they were coming out of college. This is now your job. You're an OG now, okay? So if you're an OG and you still on some what they was doing back in 2003 or what they was doing in 2007 or how you was thinking in 1998, dog, you're already failing us. And that's why I'm like, fuck them. All of them. Everybody. If you got issues, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. And I can already see the people. Let me get a sip of my water. I can already see the people, right? That's some good water. I can already see the certain people saying, hey, are you hurt because you don't have any parents? I could honestly say no. But if y'all feel like that's the case, then let's roll with that one. Let's roll with that one. Because my message is going to be, you don't have time to waste, my nigga. So if you really don't fuck with your parents like that and they still alive, then fuck them. But if it's one of those things where it's ego involved and y'all don't know who, like, and again, it's got to be, the ego walls have to be broken down on both sides. So you can go over there and preach and break down and open up about some shit that you want to get past and build a new relationship, and that person might not be there yet. But you still, that you won though. Because you not holding on to something. And on at the same time, you can't allow their stubbornness and slowness to get to where you at affect who you are. You can't do that. You can't do that. If you allow them to control your emotions, then you still behind. You're not ready. You got to understand, there's going to be people out there that's attached to you, that loves you dearly and loves you depending on the circumstances. I like both because we know at least this nigga is, you got to pick your friends wisely. And you can't pick your family, but then again, you can. Now, you can't stop who's actually related to you. But that shit don't mean nothing. Whoever you don't fuck with, you just don't fuck with. And leave it at that. You can have friends that you've been knowing since grade school, middle school, high school, even college, nigga. You can have relationships that have lasted since those milestones. And they will be your family. If you want it, and if that's really what that is, that's what it is. Can't nobody take that from you. Now, the only obstacle that you're going to have in this journey is telling yourself, I made the right choice. I made the right decision. Because if you don't truly feel that way, you're going to have some guilt there. You're going to have guilt on how you handled the situation. Because let me tell you the best way I handled my situation. I either just stopped talking to niggas or I actually told them, yo, I just had an outburst on my cousin because she called me and she mentioned some things, not necessarily triggering, but it's like, dog, I'm tired of hearing the same story. Have you ever had somebody call you and tell you the same shit every phone call? And some of it is emotionally draining. Anytime you keep bringing up my mom's funeral, I'm going to be upset. You want to know why? Because I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm not thinking about that right now. You know, there's certain things that when we start talking about shit, it's just going to switch the mood up. Don't talk to me about this happened and this happened on the news. The news is there to scare y'all niggas. Turn your TV off. Because y'all niggas keep bringing up some shit, don't even, and I get it. I get it, but dog, y'all getting older and some of y'all done had some times in y'all lives where it was rough and it altered the way y'all seen life or how y'all dealt with it. And now you fast forward and you see this shit on the news and now you feel like you have to be like the special announcer or the analyst on what's going on in these streets and how we should move and how we should be careful. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Once or twice, we need to hear that. But it comes with a good little tutorial in a teaching. Then after that, you shouldn't have to bring it up anymore. At this point, I feel like I learned. I know how to move. I'm 42. I know how to move. You know, I'm not saying that I'm flawless, because you never know what's written in a book for you. But at the end of the day, I'm not no dummy. I don't do shit that I used to do back in the day, where even back then I knew, you know, certain decisions was kind of questionable. But we did it anyway because we was young and stupid and wild. But no, fuck them. Tell them. I'm going to tell you why you won't do it right now. You're afraid on how they would feel, how the relationship will end up. And I think that is the number one thing. I don't care about the relationship. Once it starts getting to a point where I got to start protecting how I feel and how you got so many. Look, just think about where you at in life. Just think about where you at and how you handling it. And shit that just keep piling up or just keep happening, but you still rolling. So you don't have time for any of the extra bullshit, especially if it don't come with solutions. I don't want a nigga to call me with a problem and not thought of a solution before he called me. You see what I'm saying? Like, I want people to just get to a point where we got to start taking control of our lives a little bit better. And that might come with leaving some niggas at the bus stop. I don't know how. Maybe I'm, again, maybe my cheat code to having this type of feeling and not being affected by it is because of losing two parents. Maybe that's probably one of the main reasons why. It could be. Maybe if they was both still here, I might feel a little bit different. But doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, when you start seeing people stressed out, upset, and sometimes you don't, you know, probably more times than not, then you actually notice when somebody's depressed, you know? But everybody is going through it. If you sit up there and have one of those deep talks, yeah, they'll tell you some shit. They'll tell you some shit. And it's like, we getting older. I don't think people at different ages. It's just, we all just living through life. We all in this big ass cycle. We just keep going. We keep going. But at the same time, when you get to a certain age, you got certain things that you have to think about a little bit more. When you're younger, you're not even worried about your health. You eating everything. You're not working out as much because you don't have to, but you can because you got your energy. You out partying, you drinking, you smoking, indulging in any type of drugs that you want. Even if you're not, you're still eating. College years, we know you're eating like shit. We know you at Jack in the Box, Taco Bell. We know you right there in the mall getting that slice of pizza. Niggas is eating, bro. Jack in the Box at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 egg rolls. 2 for 99 or some shit like that. You get 2 tacos for $1. Niggas got 19 tacos each. And some egg rolls. A large strawberry lemonade. Or a Pepsi, Coke, whatever y'all niggas is into. Sprite. But niggas don't have to worry about their health like that around that time. You get to your 30s and your 40s, my nigga, blood pressure. Nigga's knees start hurting out of nowhere. When it started raining, your back just started tightening up. You know, the headaches is different. It seemed like the headaches come with attitudes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas get older. I'm taking naps everywhere, in my motherfucking car, at home. Like, I take a nap before I go to bed. I'm going to sleep. Got to. And I'm not fighting it. Remember when you was a kid, you used to fight. Your mom tell you come in the house, you smell like 17 wet dogs in the summer. And she say, come here to lay your ass down. Or if you kept running back inside the house and shit like that, she, hey, you too much sugar. Lay your ass down. And you fought it. You got mad until your ass actually took a nap, got back up, went back out there. It's 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? The mood totally different. You come out there looking just, nigga, it's like a 17 days and went by after that 3 hour nap. You know what I'm saying? But now you just taking naps because you're just tired, nigga. You just, it seemed like you just doing 2-3 times much more a day than you did back in the day. Like, shit is just moving too fast and moving too much. And you got to think about that. And you got kids now. And these motherfuckers out here in these streets. Or they at school. And because of how we grew up, if niggas was born in the 80s, late 70s, I would either say the 70s or 80s. You born in the 70s and the 80s, my nigga. You raising kids different. Because we had a much rougher childhood. We just did. And it, depending on what region you was from, you dealt with different types of experiences. I talk about the gang culture of L.A. damn near almost 60% of my episodes. So y'all know what it is. And so you raising them motherfuckers soft. That's just true. I mean, some of us is actually staying on, you know. But it's difficult raising these motherfuckers, and with the '90s pamphlet, like, it's just, you know, these motherfuckers is different, and we won't allow them to go nowhere because we just don't trust the world more. Like, nigga, I used to be, nigga, if I stayed on 80th in San Pedro, nigga, we used to catch the bus to South Bay Galleria, nigga, that's the 40 bus. Nigga, we'd take us about an hour on that motherfucker to get there. Hour, man, now I'm out, like an hour, hour and a half. You had to take two different buses and shit. Nigga, and we going through hoods at bus stops where, nigga, what? So it was different. Your kids getting picked up. And for the niggas out there that's really risky, y'all niggas calling Ubers and Waymos for the motherfucking kids. You's got monies, nigga. But yeah, shit just different when you get older. You start thinking about shit a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of yourself. But niggas be running from it. Niggas is scared of it. Niggas is complaining they got gray hair and shit like that. And the women, boy, is it them jeans, they not fitting how they used to. Shit like that. Y'all done upgraded. Oh, man, the MILFs is out here drinking all the wine up. They are drinking the wines up, okay? And that wine is, it turning them on. Hey, when they get to a certain age, I'm talking to y'all. They gonna, when y'all get to that age where y'all talking to women that just drink wine, you better watch out. Go check her closet. She got some shit up in there. She's a freak. But nah, man, it's like, I want y'all to start thinking about yourself, because you ain't got the answers, my nigga. You don't know what's going to happen when you clock out. You don't. Nobody has come back and said, bro, it's like this. Oh, it's cracking over here. Let me tell you. No, you're going to have more chances. Niggas do not know. We don't know. So why would you risk not getting to close to your full potential by stressing over the same shit that you've been stressing over for decades? Like, some relationships ain't worth it. And you should be able to dictate on how shit is ran, especially when you don't have any type of malice towards you. You're not trying to disrupt shit. You're just trying to keep everything cool and make it make sense. But you might be the person fucking up shit. So you might be the nigga that needs to, you know, get ignored. For real. I mean, hey, fuck them. Ignore them niggas. Ignore them. And it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. And it's, man, there's a word that I struggle with. The action part. And that's just being disciplined. Discipline. I'm more disciplined in areas that I need. Like, I should be, I'm here's the thing. When you become disciplined in a few areas, don't get stuck there. Don't be stuck disciplining or keeping yourself in check about shit that you already know you well disciplined in. You got to move on to the other shit. And with me, that's going to be health. That's going to be staying ahead of the curve at work. You know what I'm saying? That right there. I told y'all that this chapter of my life is called leadership. And I'm not talking about for others. Like, I'm talking about this is like, I feel like this is the training grounds. I'm saying that at 42. Because I'm trying to make sure I decipher the information that I receive from the people that I'm interested in or influenced by, right? And again, while I'm going through this process and this journey of learning some shit, you're going to get phone calls and text messages, and it's just, you got to be able to dictate if it's worth answering or entertaining. And it's going to be much easier when you realize that these motherfuckers that's doing that shit, not caring about how your feelings is being, you know, treated, etc. Dog, you got to fuck them. I would tell them. Tell them the truth. Because look, if niggas get mad and upset that you telling the truth, them niggas don't really fuck with you like that. And you swear up and down that you don't care about niggas that don't fuck with you like that. So let me see it. Do it. Because I want people to be happy. Because when you around those type of people, it's the best feeling in the world. You're around some authentic people that's standing on what they talking about. That's all you need to do. Especially if you got kids. You got to live for them. Every kid don't need to have that story, that quote unquote dope ass story. And it's really pushed on the black kids. It's like they make it in life. No matter what they do, whether they are in the entertainment business, sports, athlete, you know what I'm saying? But they'll have a story like, yeah, well, the reason why I am the person I am today, because I watched my mom struggle, or I watched my dad struggle. I watched my parents struggle all my life, and I wanted to be the first. No, nigga, it don't have to be like that, but I understand that it will be like that in some cases. I get that. But there's some cases that don't have to be like that. There are some cases where your parents can decide when they just want to be happy and cut off whatever is interfering with that. And it's going, the carpool lane that you're going to be on is going to run a little bit smoother. I promise. Fuck them. Fuck them. Especially if you know the truth. Now, if you're a fuck nigga, then you have some working on, you should be understanding that you're being ignored. And then go fix your shit. And make a compelling case why, nah, I think we should still be cool like that. But if you don't want to up and up, and you are working on yourself, and you know, hey, tell niggas the truth, man. We got one life. We have one of these things. Nothing is guaranteed, which we never really pay attention to that a lot at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't. And it's hard because when you living, working, dealing with everyday stresses, you just don't really think about that like that. But that's why I said, let's get back to it. When are you going to have one of those nights on a Saturday night where you have nothing to do? Nobody hits you up. Niggas just one of them boring ass. You've been watching Baby Boy on BET Saturdays, nigga. And you laying in bed, and you going to deep thought, like, nigga, something got to change. And if that's eliminating niggas from your roster, then do it. And then don't be afraid to answer the phone and tell them niggas why you did it. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? You going to hurt their feelings? But they've been pulling your strings forever. Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though. Man, all right. I'm telling you. Look, I'm not even the type of person, like, I think it's corny when niggas be like, I'm not going to do this because I don't do this. And I don't. No. Look, man, I'm not the type to be like, you know, if I don't want to respond to a message, I'm just not going to do it. No, look, truth be told, sometimes I just don't want to. No disrespect. I'm not the asshole guy, but I'm just telling you, sometimes I'd be like, I have zero interest in entertaining whatever that is, especially if I don't want to go back and forth. But I am a huge texter. See, I'm not the one that's going to lie to you to say I'm not a people person. I don't like talking like that. Then they got a whole ass podcast talking. Or if a nigga called me on the phone, we're going to be talking about some shit. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. I talk on the phone with niggas a lot. We text a lot. Voice memos, yada, yada, yada. I send inspiring messages to shout out to Big Mike, OTR Mike, Penrose, Murph, you know what I'm saying? And them niggas send that shit back. And then there's times where this person will call and I ain't got it right now. Like my cousin Jared, when he used to just want to make a case for LeBron all the fucking time or saying something negative about my Raiders or some shit like that, I look at the phone, I'm like, man, I ain't answering this shit. I'll say some shit on Twitter, or he'll say some shit on Twitter, I'll say something, and I know how to push his buttons. And we in a much better space. I mean, we super cool and shit like that. I remember niggas thought we was like on some fighting type of shit, and my cousin Mike hopped in it or whatever, trying to defend me, not knowing that me and this nigga just playing and we're cousins. He didn't even know we was related. That was wild. But no, it got to the point where I'm like, man, I'm not answering this shit. I'll say something. This nigga called me on the phone. He just ready to argue about some shit. And we've gotten way better about talking sports and shit like that. But it's like, nah. I mean, honestly, now I'll pick up or I just want to. I just don't feel like talking. You know what I'm saying? Text messages. I don't care. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think it's one of the key things that I did is just, I just left niggas alone. I didn't give them no notice, no nothing like that. I just stopped talking to them niggas. And it worked, you know. There was a time here, you know, have y'all been seeing that shit that said, those memes, like, are those posts about, you know, you never knew that this would be the last day you and your friends all met up outside, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody remembers that last day. You know what I mean? Damn, I forgot where I was going with that. I had a great point. Hopefully it'll come back to me. But no, if I just don't feel like talking, I just don't feel like talking at the end of the day. Fuck them. No matter they family or friends, if it's not working for you, cut that shit off. Cut it off. Exes, all of those really should be in the graveyard deep down somewhere. Throw them shits in the ocean. For real. Because then people start treating you different, and that's what you want. And it's a much better space. And I know people's going to have some issues with it because it's a life changer. It is, especially when you used to talking to somebody or used to being around somebody a certain way. But the last thing that I would want is some nigga to, one of your family members or your friends, they just get on your nerves. And nigga, you just can't handle that shit no more. You ain't got to deal with that shit no more. If you're changing. If you're truly changing in life, then again, you got to go through those losses. You got to go through that criticism. But the dopest thing about it is you get to pick or choose if you actually want it to bother you. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting these people on a pedestal to where they can't affect you emotionally. You know, I learned you got to, in certain situation, you gotta learn to be cold-hearted. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Again, you gotta take control of your life, control of your emotions, and you get to pick and determine who's in your life and who's not. And that's the dope thing. That's the dopest thing that you could be over control of, is knowing that, nigga, this don't have to be here. This don't need to be here. So let's move it. Let's get this out the way. We don't need this anymore. So niggas could respect your gangster. Eventually, niggas, because look, here's the negative thing about that. If you keep that in, eventually you're going to get to the point where you're going to snap. I promise you, you're going to snap. And you're going to snap, and it's going to be like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're going to be looking at yourself like, this motherfucker going off. And it's too late, because none of it is scripted. All that shit just come, nigga, you about to freestyle that whole ether. And whoever's on the opposite side of that, God bless their soul. That's going to be the time. That's going to be the first relationship where you burn the bridge and there's no possible way of building that motherfucker. As a matter of fact, even if y'all got back in touch and was cool, that bridge still not there. That relationship come with certain type of, you know, agreements at the end of the day. Yeah, that shit changed forever. So do it now before you blow up. And nobody wants that. And why would you want to keep going to sleep knowing that I don't fully have control of my life? At least what you can control is your emotions. That's the one thing that everything else you got to work for. When it comes to finances, set up you got to set it up. You got to go get it. You got to go figure it out when it comes to the finance. You know what I'm saying? But as far as these relationships, oh, nigga, you should have full control over that. Full control. Yes, you might say, well, Bailey, you're making it sound easy. Why shouldn't it be? If you can explain that to me, I'll bow down. But I'm out of here. I ain't got nothing further to say. God bless y'all. I love y'all. But get y'all shit together, man.
If you was born after the 80s, keep scrolling. 80s and before, I can't trust you unless you can complete these sentences. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand, cuz
Band-Aid stuck on me.
All right. That was an easy one. That was easy. What about this one? Kiss a little longer, make it last a little longer. Give your breath long lasting freshness.
With Big Red.
Cool. Good shit. Okay, what about this one? Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that
Kit Kat bar.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, holla.
Okay, what about this one?
Mm-hmm.
$5
foot long.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This last one right.